This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. NGOs apply for appropriations funding to protect communities from LANL's migrating hexavalent chromium plume. On November 18, 2025, the New Mexico Environment Department withdrew its temporary authorization to the U.S. Department of Energy and ordered it to cease the injection of quote-unquote treated groundwater back into the regional sole source drinking water aquifer. Elevated levels of hexavalent chromium above regulatory standards had been detected for the first time in the deep regional drinking water aquifer beneath Pueblo de San Ildefonso. It had migrated through the complex geology of the Pajarito Plateau, where Los Alamos National Laboratory LANL is located, to deep groundwater below the Pueblo's lands. The discovery was made during the drilling of a new monitoring well known as SIMR-3, or San Ildefonso-Mortandad Regional 3, located just south of the boundary between LANL and the Pueblo. The discovery that hexavalent chromium is migrating across the boundary has raised new concerns about how communities, tribes, land grants, acequias, mutual domestic water associations, and others can protect their waters from migrating contamination. This week, two non-governmental organizations, CCNS and Common Ground Rising, submitted funding requests through the Office of U.S. Representative Teresa Leaguer Fernandez to the U.S. Congressional Appropriations Committee under the Safe Drinking Water Act. Their intention is to protect the designated Española Basin sole source aquifer from migrating LANL contamination. According to the 2020 census, 135,000 people now rely on this aquifer for drinking water, double the 65,000 recorded in 2000. Surface water dependence has declined as rising temperatures, reduced snowfall, and diminished spring runoff have created persistent drought conditions. The aquifer was designated in 2008 when Zane Spiegel, Ph.D., and Elaine Simoneau of Common Ground Rising worked together to submit an application to the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, to protect the aquifer. At that time, the EPA had funding for tribes and communities to do mitigation work when the aquifer was threatened by contamination. It also provided for tribal mitigation and emergency water management, replacement water supply assistance, immediate remediation support, and source water protection planning. Soon thereafter, the mitigation funds stopped, leaving a protection framework without the financial tools needed to implement it. The situation represents a regulatory gap at precisely the moment when federal involvement is most needed. Now is the time to restore the mitigation funds, thus the requests for funding to protect the tribes and communities that rely exclusively on the aquifer for drinking water. To support this effort, please find the link to the form letter you can sign at nuclearactive.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.